Good morning, this is Vivina and Grace with your 8 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, Queensland Treasurer Cameron Dick has warned mining company BHP its mining leases may be in jeopardy if the company does not continue investing in the state. According to Dick, BHP holds a profit of $13.4 billion, which is bigger than any of Australia's big banks. The mining company could face financial penalties and lease cancellations if changes are not made.
Licenses to practice gillnet fishing on the Great Barrier Reef will be phased out from December, with a complete ban by July 2027. The Queensland and federal governments have proposed a net-free worth in an area stretching from Cape Bedford to the tip of Cape York. The plans state gillnetting is an unsustainable practice that kills many threatened species. A spokesperson for the Palaszczuk government said those that currently fish the waters will be compensated for their loss of income.
In national news, MP Mark Latham has quit the One Nation Party to sit as an independent in the New South Wales Parliament after accusing the party of misappropriation of funds. In a letter to the Special Minister of State, John Graham, Latham detailed claims that the party used loopholes in electoral funding laws. Latham told Parliament on Tuesday he would resign 2 weeks after One Nation leader Pauline Hanson sought to have him removed. The allegations have been rejected by Hanson.
Thousands of donors to Australian charities, including Cancer Council and Canteen, have had their data leaked to the dark web. Telemarketing company Pareto Phone collected donations for charities. The names, numbers, and addresses of the donors have now been published by cybercriminals after it was hacked. The Cancer Council, Canteen, and Fred Hollows Foundation have all confirmed donor information was published, with Fred Hollows saying 1,700 of its donors were affected.
In international news, 8 members of a tour group exploring Moscow's sewer system have been found dead after being caught in flash flooding. The victims were touring the underground river known as Neglinker when they became trapped by rising water levels following heavy rain on Sunday. Authorities say one of the tour organizers have been detained.
For your weather today, Brisbane is mostly sunny with a chance of fog in the early morning. It's currently 15 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 28. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 5, which is in the moderate band.
That's all for your news for 8 a.m. We'll be back at 9 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.